USA Radio News.
Ukraine's president did not hold back on Wednesday as he pleaded with Congress to intervene.
Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke to both houses of Congress Wednesday morning.
Remember September the 11th, a terrible day in 2001 when evil tried to turn your cities, independent territories, in battlefields. Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people.
President Zelensky asked President Biden to be a world leader as world leaders make peace. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin learned he'd tested positive for COVID-19 while attending an event Wednesday night with U.S. leaders, including President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
President Joe Biden tweeted on Wednesday that oil prices are decreasing, so gas prices should decrease as well. He noted the last time gas was $96 a barrel, gas was $3.62 per gallon. However, the current average gas price is $4.31. Gas prices have been rising since the start of the year. However, Russia's attack on Ukraine has caused the costs to further skyrocket. Three NFL teams are submitting proposals to the league to change overtime rules.
The Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles want each team to get one possession in overtime. The Tennessee Titans propose each team get one possession unless the team scores a touchdown and a two-point conversion first. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump told a news outlet he's displeased with the performance of Representative Mo Brooks and suggested he's open to backing another candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
New grant funding is now available for historically black colleges and universities. Reporter John Hunt explains.
Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that historically black colleges and universities, also called HBCUs, will be eligible for new grant funding following a series of bomb threats made against them. The Project School Emergency Response to Violence program under the Department of Education is intended to enhance campus security and provide mental health resources by providing short-term, immediate funding for institutions that have experienced violent or traumatic incidents.
The Biden administration is debating how to wind down federal subsidies that guarantee free treatments for coronavirus patients. The move would bring a halt to government coverage for certain COVID-19 therapeutics, shifting them onto the private market and potentially forcing some Americans to pay out of pocket. Some treatments and antibody drugs can cost as much as $2,000 per dose. A Baltimore area business is ready to take off. The United Safety Technology plant will produce 375 million medical gloves per month and help bring production back to the U.S. The Baltimore Business Journal reports the $350 million medical glove manufacturing plant will open at TradePoint Atlantic. And in related news, Walmart is pushing to hire more than 50,000 employees by the end of April. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.